Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. ADM and Syngenta recently reached a settlement regarding the Viptera lawsuit. Companies agreed to keep the terms of the settlement confidential. According to AgWeb.com, grain handlers, including ADM, sued Syngenta for China rejecting shipments of corn in 2013 that contained the then unapproved AgriSure Viptera trait. China has a zero tolerance policy for unapproved traits, which means even trace levels result in rejection. Wesley Bautista, former head of Brazilian meatpacking giant JBS South America, is out of jail. A Superior Justice Court released Bautista Tuesday after spending almost 6 months behind bars for insider trading. In September, Bautista and his brother Josley, former JBS chairman, were charged with insider trading after prosecutors revoked plea bargain agreements for the brothers' scheme to bribe politicians. Wesley is banned from leaving the country and from participating in his family's companies or any market activities. A recent Washington Examiner op-ed breaks down an unfolding scandal at the World Health Organization where the International Agency for Research on Cancer continually labels items as carcinogens. Most recently, IARC labeled glyphosate, the world's most widely used herbicide, a carcinogen, even though every other government study reached different conclusions. The article says global public health is too important to cede to a scandal-ridden organization behaving as if it was not only beyond reproach, but also oversight. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.